Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. We are two for two in the last 2 weeks of this show. How's everyone out there? I'm Françoise Rose. Great to have you with us today. It is Sunday. It is June 25th, the day after my mother's birthday. So I want to wish my mom a happy birthday out there.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So we took her out to lunch the other day. Went up to the Ritz-Carlton. And that voice you heard chiming in, Sean Flanagan, who's in the boardroom as always. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. What happened this time?
A button that's not supposed to be off is off.
Oh, and the fact that I was had my earpiece off.
No, you would have still heard it.
Oh, I would still hear it.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It was right. Just
yeah, we made it.
Technical.
We're here. All right, so again, this week is the end of June. Can you believe it? We are wrapping up June. So again, this celebrating Mother's birthday, we went to the Ritz-Carlton. John Monahan, myself, Mother, we all went to the Ritz-Carlton. Very, very nice up there. Quite a few people in there. For a hot week. We're going to talk about that in a second. So it, like I say, beautiful up there, new modern vibe to it. And they took away some of that European vibe that was before, but it's been remodeled now for a couple of years. But frankly, this is the first time I've been up there since it was remodeled and reopened. So I don't know why. I just kind of didn't make my way up the hill, but I did the other day. So again, beautiful up there. But we have to talk about the heat. I mean, I know... It's not that I'm sick of hearing about it, because it really is quite incredible.
It is, but I don't want to see a screenshot of people's phones on Facebook anymore.
Oh, you know, with the car, too.
Yeah, the car. Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen a lot of car. I've been seeing phones for some reason.
Oh, see, I've been seeing the temperature in the cars. In fact, I almost did it the other day because my car said 127. 127.
Right.
And I think, I was trying to think, was it sitting in the sun? It was a little bit, but I don't know, but I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because we know how hot it is. But these record high temperatures have just been crazy. I mean, I don't know how our cars can function in this.
My pool's hot. That doesn't make any sense, but it's like my pool is warm.
It's hot. Do you have the heater off?
No, yeah. My heater's broken. It's been broken for years.
Oh, so
The thing, it's normally really cold. I mean, even when it gets hot outside,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of water. The pool stays pretty cold, but... No, it's like bathwater right now.
Yeah, it's warm because I guess the sun in there reflecting. But every time I drive my new Atlas, which I love, I think, you know, all we have all this technology in it. And some of this stuff is really kind of fragile in a way. And this blistering
temperature.
Yeah, this blistering heat. I don't know how it does it. I'm not sure. But everyone be careful out there because... It's they're blaming Arizona for us getting this, but we can't blame Arizona for everything. You know, we love our folks in Arizona, but I think it's just the weather, the way of the world. The world's warming up all the way around, and so at least we know how to handle it here, where a lot of other places don't know how to handle it. So remember, there are those cooling stations out there. There's most of the senior centers are designated cooling stations. Go there. Just use your smarts and be careful because. This can get to you. Don't go hiking. Don't even go running. I see people running in 115 degrees. What is wrong
it's
with
nuts.
Them?
I don't get it.
Yeah, and bike riding?
Yeah, I know it's not very, you know, it's not as warm in the early morning, but it's still really warm.
Yeah, it's been kind of humid too. No, it is what it is. It's not going anywhere. It is July, just right around the corner. So it's part of the summer. You know, living in the desert, it's what we get in the summer. But not like this. I mean, the last couple of summers, we have been hitting some temperatures that definitely are not good. And with that, though, the flip side of all this, and when we get to the travel segment of the show, I'll tell you about this. But there are some areas that are still getting snowfall in California.
Really?
Yes. And this melting water now... And the lower regions that are getting this heat are causing enormous problems with levees and things like that. These quaint little rivers that we know that run through Sacramento and all these, the water's rising so high that there's evacuations because of all the snow melt.
Wow. I know that.
Can't we ship some of this water to the Salton Sea? Poor Salton Sea. I don't know. Just think, how come none of it can get that far? Anyway, but we broke some new records. What? It says 122. I think we beat 122 in Palm Springs. It was a new record in thermal, and it ties the Palm Springs record. But like I say, my car the other day said 127, so I'm not sure what the temperature is. So anyway, be safe and sane out there, and drink lots of water, and stay inside if you don't really need to go out. And The ducks are even don't do anything all day long. I watch them. They're sitting under a tree all day long.
They know better.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
They don't want to move, so I don't blame them. I think, yeah, good for you. Yeah. I was driving around town the other day in the heat. I'm worried about my car, and I'm driving around town. I drove by the Rancho Mirage Library, and they have started construction on the new telescope, the 75-ton telescope, which I think is really awesome.
I think that's cool.
I know. I love the fact that we're going to have a telescope like that. On one of the Traveling with Francois episodes, we featured Mount Palomar Observatory. I loved it up there, and I think for us and for the school kids and all that sort of stuff, a telescope is phenomenal have here. And we have really clear skies at night, even though we're not a low-lit community. We do have very clear skies, so we'll see. I think it's going to be wonderful. It's a $3.6 million observation telescope. It has to be more than that by the time it's all done. Nothing can be that cheap anymore.
I wonder if it sets any records, because we have such a low elevation that it could be like the farthest telescope from the moon.
Hmm. Good thought. I bet they're already thinking that. That's a good thought, Sean. I don't know. I hadn't thought of that. The farthest telescope from the moon. Because mostly telescopes are up on hills.
Right.
You're right.
So they can get closer.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Well, if that is the case, they're probably not going to tell us till right at the very end when they have this big opening. No. All right. Today's show is presented by Thai Smile on El Paseo. Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo. They had to keep the Rancho Mirage part. They have started their summer hours now. And they're closed for a few hours right in the middle of the day between, I think it's 1:30, 2 o'clock to 4:30. Then they reopen. So give them a call and check out the new summer hours. Definitely go. They have the best pad Thai around at Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo. And they also have the patios, misters, and all that stuff going if you really want to sit outside. Some people do. I don't know. Some people do. I tend not to. All right, right now airing is actually it's going to switch over. I think this week the California Science Center show is on the website. All the television shows Traveling with Francois are on the website. So go to the website. You can watch them on the television page. If you missed an episode, you can go all the way back to episode one and compare it to this episode. But Sean, did you watch the California Science Center episode?
I am finally caught up.
Okay, good for you. And what'd you think?
I liked it. It was fun. What I think I really liked about it is that it reminded me of when I was little, when I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You would always go to a place called OMSI, which is the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like that. It's very interactive. Everybody goes around, they play with everything and have a good time. And so I'm now taking my daughter.
Oh, good.
I've taken her to OMSI, but I haven't taken her out here. So I was let's go to this one.
It's really it's an easy day trip. It's right off the freeway, really easy to get to. The only thing, wear earplugs if you're going during the school year, because the screaming. Did we talk about this last week, why the kids have to scream?
We did. Okay. I don't get it. I won't bring it up. They just do it for some reason.
But you could hear that on the show.
You can.
They'd run right up and they would see we're talking to someone, just start to scream. Anyway, so I'm glad you saw it. California Science Center. If you missed an episode of Traveling with Francois on Fox 11, you can go to the website, travelingwithfrancois.com, and check it out. Now, this week, I'm headed out to Carlsbad to film. I'm going to be there for a couple days. And this will be more of... more of a travel show.
Okay.
Yeah. This one I'm trying to get, you know, we've been doing a lot of day trips.
Right.
But this will be more of a couple days in Carlsbad. So I have it set up in my head. It's interesting how this all has to work in my head before I put it down on paper. Cameraman Steve doesn't really even know what's going on until about a day before I say, okay, finally. Because in my head, I play the whole show over and over what I think I want it to be like. And then I put it on paper and then I send it to him and say, this is just how I would like to format it.
Right.
So we're going to do city scenes, beach scenes. We go to a couple really special places there that you probably don't know about that are really cool. You're going to love one of them. It has a lot to do with music. And then another one has a lot to do with diamonds and rubies and emeralds and stuff. So very, very, I'm excited about this. But again, we're going to make this where I won't be wearing the same clothes the whole time. It's going to be more of a trip.
That's cool.
But, yeah.
That's really cool. So like a weekend trip.
A weekend trip, okay. Yeah. And then I was confirmed with the Pageant of the Masters. We are going to do a behind the scenes at the Pageant of the Masters.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool because I want to see that one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm interested in how that works. It just sounds really cool.
Yeah. I told him this is... I keep trying to explain to him. I have to make sure I'm behind the scenes now, because but we won't get in anyway. So that's the plan. That's what's coming up. And then, of course, we have Nashville, which is sold out during a solar eclipse with adult customized tours. And then I have some other spots I'm working on. So a lot of things going on. Yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there. I will be back next week with a look at the California Science Center on that little travel segment on that, just because I want you to go, because it really is a fascinating place. And go to the Body Worlds. And I don't know if Sean and I were talking. I'm not sure it's something for kids. I think it's more for adults, but I don't know. I mean, it just depends. The age. I think maybe 14, 15 up is okay, right in there. And little kids, no, definitely don't. Right. It's not for little kids. They might have nightmares. But kids that kind of understand the human body a little bit more, and they still kind of giggle over in the corner because, yeah, these people are naked and they have no skin on them. So it is very graphic. But you see two or three of them, you kind of get by all that and say, eh. You know.
I did notice that, though. I noticed that you had that was like the first pixelation on your show, huh?
Yeah. Because that one was pretty blatant. The poker players, not so much. Yeah, you can see too much there. And some of the other angles that they have, you can't really see too much. But there are a few. They have one section that's blocked out because they do have two people making love, and they won't let kids in that.
Right.
They have it in its own little... Right. But you walk in there and you're going, holy smoke, how did they do this with these two people? Because they're just, remember, shells of body. So I don't know. It might be something for you to look forward to. But anyway, go as an adult, you will love it just as much as a kid. So I'm going to feature a little bit that on KSQ next week. All right. Let's see. I think, prizes. What do we have? Prize-wise, we have some a set of three-day passes, general admission for Comic-Con. And these will be at Will Call. So, again, it's 3-day passes, general admission for Comic-Con Palm Springs, which is in August 25th through 27th. Linda Carter's going to be there. I have some info about that a little bit later on in the show. We have that $25 gift card to Anti-Kaiser Restaurant. And we have two admission passes to either the tram, which if you won before, you can't win again, or the Air Museum. It kind of just depends on who shows up today to be on the show. Sometimes I don't even know who's showing up. Okay. And we do have some trivia. We have some trivia for our second hour guest because we're going to talk about traveling with pets. And I have a trivia for Kim Laidlaw about that. It's horses with our worst case scenario survival card game. And if these are the worst case scenarios, I don't even know how you would prepare for these, but we're going to do it anyway. That's what I figure. What the heck? On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're just going to go with the flow and see what happens right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here at Bunny Radio 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM. Now, our FM station is slowly building up steam as far as signaling through the FAA. I don't think it would be flying. It would be the FCC. Well, you never know. The FAA might have something to do with it also. What the heck?
Never know.
Yeah. But so as they have to get approval as they amp up the power of those new stations like that. So right now it's really good in the car, but not quite so good in the house. I just want to, give you a heads up. I don't want anybody saying anything to me. So Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, the Gallery 500, and so much more. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call them today. If you need a boardroom, they have one of those also. You can hold your meeting in there. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Okay, let's see. I have, and you cannot have won this before because I try to make sure some of these that people don't go all the time.
Right.
You can't have somebody that wins the Kaiser Crestron group
and
they walk
up
in all the time and they say, wait a minute, who's giving this to you?
Right.
Yeah. Or same thing with the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. So if you have not won tram passes in the last year, let's put it that way, a year, I have two passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. This is about a $50 value. It'll be good all the way through the summer. In fact, they're probably good until November. So a great time to go because it is 30 degrees cooler up there now and they have the restaurants and all sorts of stuff. So give us a call at 760-440-8255. That is 760-440-8255. And just give Sean your name, and we'll might put you on the air for a minute or two, and you can go on up to the tram, and I will mail those out to you. But you cannot have won those in the last year. Remember that, okay? All right, the Braille Institute, they still have a lot going on during the summer. We had Felicia on, last week, I think, and lots of different classes still. They're all free. Check it out, the Braille Institute, for people with low vision loss to no vision. They do such a great job over there, and they are located on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. And like I said, they have this full over $100,000 copy library, audios, books on tape and stuff for you. And they have their computer center over there to help people learn how to use all the technology. So, again, they do a great job. The 500, they have their electric vehicle charging stations now. First 30 minutes are free. It's $3 per hour thereafter with a maximum of 4 hours. So if you go over there to Ristretto or just go Gallery 500 or whatever, you can charge your car. I don't see that many people, though, at charging stations. Do you?
I don't either, no. Because I notice Walgreens, well, the Walgreens by me, I'm not sure of all of them, but
yeah,
they have some as well. I don't hardly ever see them in there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, because now a lot of places you go to, you'll see, oh, gosh, that's a spot up front, really? And then you'll get there, and it's a charging station of some kind. Or some of them just say for an electric vehicle, and there's no charging station.
I've seen those, too. It just says electric vehicles only, but I don't see anything.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why should they get priority over? Anyway, but I have noticed. So now it's been one of my other little missions when I'm driving around. Not that I need any more, is to see if people are using the electric charging stations when they go to different places. And the only place, frankly, I've seen it used is at the Agua Caliente.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't even seen it. Where are those ones?
They're down underneath. They're in the parking garage.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've seen those.
And if you, they have them over pretty close to the door, actually. So that's a perk, too, if you have an electric vehicle. But those are the only ones. But come to think about it, I've seen the cars in them, but they weren't charging. They were just sitting there.
They were just parked there?
Yeah, because they're electric vehicles. So I don't know. That's kind of weird. Maybe people just rather, they don't need to charge them during the day. They just use it, charge them at night at home.
I could see that. But I think that, like, especially somewhere like a casino, if you're going to be there for a little bit,
yeah.
I mean, what's the harm?
Well, yeah, why not use their electricity?
Free electricity.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just thought about that. Popped in my head. Okay, Coachella Valley Volkswagen. I was there the other day because I just stopped in there. I was on my way around town doing some stuff. Just stopped in to tell everybody how much I like my car, my Atlas. I love it. It'll be fun to take it to Carlsbad. And I was over there, and Armin had a special for our listeners, and I'm not sure exactly, because we were talking about all sorts of things, and he said, Francoise, tell them they get a free oil change if they come in and either test drive a car or buy a car. Sure. It's terrible. I should have wrote it all down. So I'm going to have to get that in writing. But if you're going in there, you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle or a new one, talk to General Manager Armin, tell him you listen to Traveling with Francoise, and we'll see what he can do
for
you.
Yeah, he'll give you something nice.
Yeah, he'll do something nice. I walked out and I said, and people are funny. They'll do all the time, Sean. They'll do this. They'll say, hey, Francoise. They're leaving. They'll be here in the studio and they'll say, oh, by the way, just offer your listeners blah, 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 or give them this. And they don't give me tickets. They don't write it down. And I really need a few more specifics than just, hey, you know, go in. You get a free whatever. Yeah. But I didn't do that either. I didn't write it down, so it's my fault. Anyway, so there's something out there for you over at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Talk to General Manager Armin, and he'll let you know.
And you'll get a mystery prize. Just
that. Yeah, that's it.
You get a mystery prize.
I have to be more specific, but I get carried away. You know me. I start these conversations, and we jump from one thing to another, and off we go. All right, if you need your scissors or knife sharpened, call Professional Sharpener Tony Quinzio. Give him a call. He'll do that. Scissors, knives, and I'm not sure. Farm equipment, and I don't think he does lawnmower blades, but he can do all the smaller stuff. Yeah, maybe if you take the blade off, I don't know, give him a call. 310-365-5444. That's 310-365-5444. I hadn't thought about that. Ty Smile, I told you about their summer hours. Of course, if you need security, you're looking for home security, you certainly want to talk to Home or Business Command One Security. Give them a shout. They've been covering the valley for 40-some years, family-owned and operated. They do a great job. Command One Security, 760-568-0052. Indian Ridge Country Club, Diane Williams and Associates, they have been having a busy, busy summer. So people are just moving into Indian Ridge Country Club and droves. I mean, it's such a beautiful property. Diane Williams and Associates takes care of them while they're there on site sales team. So give them a call. Just again, they are in Country Club in Palm Desert. And Diane, last time I talked to her, said it's been a very, very busy, active summer. And that's a good thing. Renova Solar, Vince Battaglia, he was up for Entrepreneur of the Year from Ernst & Young. Congratulations to Vince. I haven't had a picture of him in his tux looking very sharp. So, yes, Vince, congratulations to you. What else do we have? Okay, that's kind of about it. If you want to know who's doing what as far as the sponsors, you can go to the website Traveling with Francoise and check it out. We have our sponsors page. We have our TV page. We have a lot of different pages up there. Now, today on the show, we're supposed to have, and we'll see if that happens, someone from the Palm Springs Air Museum. That was the plan. That was the okay, but I don't know. I sent them another email today to remind them. I'm not sure why I need to remind people, though.
You know what? I've felt that way my whole life. I don't know what it is. Some people...
Once you make an appointment, and you're out there, you think about this.
Right.
Once you make an... Ask yourself this question. I made an appointment to be, let's say, at the radio station at 11:30 on Sunday. I made that appointment. I confirmed that appointment, even though it was a month ago.
Right.
It's confirmed. Don't you feel you're committed to that appointment?
That's the way I am. I don't need a reminder now.
Yeah, I book things months in advance. Yeah. It's in my calendar, and I'm committed. They don't need to remind me.
What's funny is I actually kind of get annoyed by reminders.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, just I'm like, I know, I got it, I'm there.
Give the doctor's office your cell phone number or dentist.
My wife is going nuts.
Bombarded.
All three of us have dentist appointments.
Yeah.
But her phone is the only number on there.
Oh. And they don't send you one. They send you about five. Don't forget your appointment. Your performance. Yep. Okay. Anyway, we need to go to break. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on this end of June show. We are in the full wraths of summer. There you go. Going to be July. July 4th, right around the corner. Weird thing about July 4th now, July 4th is on a Tuesday. So at the bank, I'm asking them, do you get 4 days off? Or whatever. No.
No, they have to go back Monday, huh?
Monday. They have to go Monday. And then, so how many people are going to take off on that Monday?
Oh, yeah. I already have... My wife's brother will be out here. I'm like, he doesn't have to work on Monday? She's like, no, he just took the day off. All right. A little four-day weekend.
There you go. I think a lot of people are going to do that. All right. We had a winner on the phone while we were in break for the tram tickets. Who was that?
Yes, you had Rosie in Rancho Mirage.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, Rosie. Rosie and RM. There you go. All right. So it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. They're located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, right down the way there. 10% off your dry cleaning if you mentioned Traveling with Francoise. And those of you might have saw Jeannie, the owner, on KSQ News. They were doing a report about the heat. And the dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say everybody in general, brutal.
I worked at a dry cleaners when I was younger, and one time, but it was just kind of the drop off pickup place.
Yeah.
So one time they had us go to, I don't know what they would call it, a factory, whatever it is, where they did all the dry cleaning. Holy Toledo.
Yeah.
It's so hot in there.
Really, really hot. Well, and Jeannie does it all right there. She has machines in the back, and she does
crazy. Everything
on site. So your clothes don't leave the property. And I've been there in times when I said, Jeannie, because they have to open the back door and the front door, so it does make this breeze that sort of goes through.
But it's just a hot breeze, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they can't have the air on because it wouldn't
right.
do any good anyway.
Right, no, I wouldn't do anything.
They have a fan blowing constantly, but Jeannie was on TV and smiling as always. Jeannie, she's always smiling, yeah, but... I don't know how she does it sometimes. I guess when it gets brutal, they really just have to shut the machines down and tell people it's going to take an extra day so they can do it in the morning.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So that's where I go. If you saw it on KESQ, like say Jeannie was in the news, that Jeannie-O, that is Country Club Cleaners that I tell you about every week. So Go on over there. Now, the moving wall is in Desert Hot Springs right now, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Moving Wall. It is in Desert Hot Springs till tomorrow. Tomorrow, the ceremony, the closing ceremony is 11 a.m. It's over at Mission Springs Park on Park Lane in Desert Hot Springs. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, it is still there now. It'll be there tomorrow until 11 a.m. Please go over there and check it out. And I have to apologize. Last week, I gave some information about a veterans seminar that was happening. And I don't remember exactly where I said it was happening because I don't have the information anymore. But anyway, I was wrong. I saw it in a paper and I was all excited because I always try to talk about veterans events
right.
when I see them. Well, the paper said Saturday, but it didn't say it was held on Saturday. It said the blah, blah, blah events Saturday. So I thought it meant the upcoming Saturday, but it was the day before Saturday.
Oh, it was report on.
Yeah, I don't know why writers don't put it was past Saturday.
Right, it was past Saturday.
Yeah, or it's this coming Saturday. Right. Or don't just say it's Saturday or Saturday. Anyway.
It does cause confusion.
It does. I got a text from one of our listeners, a very nice text saying, Francoise, you're wrong. That happened yesterday. But by then, the show was over.
Right.
And we had moved on. I think we'd moved on to the travel portion of the show anyway. But I apologize. I did give you wrong information last week. So I want to thank the listener. No name, nothing. Just said, Francoise, hey, I want you to know that event was yesterday. Okay. Thanks a lot. So it does happen. But again, I look through the paper every day. I read the Desert Sun every single day to try to find out things I could tell you about that's happening in the Coachella
right.
Valley. Because they are good about what's happening in the Coachella Valley. If people want national news, you're not going to get a ton of that. USA Today does have sections in there, but they are very good. But sometimes the writers don't really always get exactly where it is, or they don't put a website. They'll forget sometimes important information that would make it easier for the reader to find out where the heck it is. But anyway, that might have been my fault. Maybe somewhere in it did say, because I do skim sometimes, but I apologize. Okay, let's see. The Living Desert Zoo and Gardens and the Palm Springs Art Museum, they have partnered to give locals a special summer benefit. From June 1st through Labor Day, members of either organization will be offered free admission to both establishments. So that's good. If you're a member or you're free, you go to one or the other. So if you've never been to the Palm Springs Art Museum, go on over there and check it out. And Village Fest, a very hot Village Fest now, begins on... It's every Thursday night. It's been going on strong. The only time they only close Village Fest is when the winds are so bad. Heat? No. They'll keep right on going. But
well, the wind is tough because the tents start to go.
Yeah.
Everything starts moving around.
Right. It's a big old mess and the dirt in the air. So
yeah.
Heat, don't worry about the heat index. We're still going to have it because they start now at 7 and the sun is behind the mountains by then. So it feels a little bit better, even though Palm Springs is usually a few degrees warmer than Palm Desert here. But Village Fest is going on strong every Thursday night. It's free from 7 to 10 p.m. They have music, food trucks, food vendors, jewelry, soaps, all sorts of art, you name it. It's a lot of fun. And I went 2 weeks ago, and it was packed, packed, packed. Also free, the Palm Springs Art Museum. You don't have to be a member to go on Thursdays. Free admission all day at the Palm Springs Art Museum, and the Thursday time is from noon to 8 p.m., closed Wednesdays and major holidays. So if you've never been to the Palm Springs Art Museum, check it out. Now's the perfect time to go. Mm-hmm. Also, this is new. This is very new. In fact, some friends of ours went this morning. I wish I would have talked to them before they went, but I did not. There is the new indoor, or after they went, the new indoor Palm Desert Certified Farmers Market at the mall, Westfield Mall.
I heard about that. I want to see it.
Yeah,
but
it's from 9 to 1:30 on Sunday.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just those times, huh?
No, that's a little tough for us because I guess you could be there at 9 when it opens, check it out, and then come over here.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, and at 1:30 it closes. But I'll talk to Joe Wendt. Joe R., if you're out there, give us a call, 760-440-8255, and tell us what you think about the indoor Palm Desert Certified Farmers Market at Westfield Mall. Or if anybody out there you've been to it, give us a call, 760-440-8255. I mean, I think it can only be so large, though. It can't
right.
be like it is in a huge parking lot.
Right, but I mean, it's probably a lot more comfortable.
I think that's the point, Sean, that they're not out there sweating. Yeah, Okay. That's true. Very, very true. So maybe one of these days. Oh, next weekend. No, the 9th. Maybe we'll go on the 9th.
Okay.
That day we're
off the air. I can go before the show, but then I have Janet to deal with.
Yeah.
Because she wants to go, too.
She wants to go. But yeah. We're not going to be here on the 9th.
I think we'll try to go on the 9th.
So that'd be a good time to go. All right. And I talked about the cooling centers earlier because Palm Springs is hitting all these record high temperatures, and not just here, throughout the Coachella Valley. In fact, we even had flights canceled. How often do you see flights canceled because of temperatures? That's very unusual, and I have a little bit more information about that in the travel portion of the show. But the numerous cooling centers around the Coachella Valley, James O. Jesse Desert Highland Unity Center, and that's on Tramview Road in Palm Springs, Duluth Community Center on Mesquite Avenue in Palm Springs, Leisure Center on Pavilion South Pavilion Way in Palm Springs. These are all free cooling centers. I want to check these out. Palm Springs Main Public Library is a cooling center. The Wellwood Murray Memorial Library in Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs, along with the Cathedral City Senior Center, Buddy Rogers Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs Senior Center, Indio Senior Center, La Quinta Wellness Center off of Avenida La Fonda, the Palm Desert Community Center. They are all cooling centers. You can go in for free, hang around, partake in what they have to offer, and get out of these high temperatures. But sometimes, and they say here, this 120 degrees heat beats the 1957 milestone excessive heat warning, which has been happening all week long. It is unusual that we see excessive heat warnings happening, going on for an entire week. And it's now, think about it, it gets to be 121, 122 when it cools down to 109. Doesn't seem so hot.
It's weird how that works, right?
Yeah. It does. I was out there the other day going,
it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Maybe I will go for a bike ride. I don't know. And if you're in the shade, it's not that bad at all.
No. You think, no, it's not.
I saw people out playing golf, and I'm thinking, okay, 3 years ago when it was 110, there wouldn't be a soul out here.
Nah.
Now it's 109 after 120-some degrees, and they're out there playing some golf.
We can do it now.
Yeah, we can do it. It's a lot cooler outside, really. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the events that you have to pay to go play and see. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We're in our local events portion of the show, and in the next hour, we will shift gears into travel. We're going to have Kim Laidlaw. She's going to be joining us from Animal Samaritans, and we're going to talk about traveling with pets. And if you have a story that you want to tell us, be sure and give us a call at 760-440-8255. We'd love to hear your pet story about maybe a great tip for someone when they're traveling with their pets. And I'm hoping she has some also heat tips for pet owners in the heat. Speaking of, the other day I was at the store, and I do not understand this. And then we'll talk about the price events. I'm over in the Albertsons that I normally go to, and there's this lady there, and she's obviously with her mother, but she has this little dog on a leash. The dog was very old. She didn't even have the dog in a basket or a bag or anything. No service, got nothing. It wasn't a service dog. That was really obvious. And she was letting the dog just wander all over on this long leash, the store.
I have a very, very much a pet peeve of people with animals in stores.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I've never lived anywhere that it was just so accepted. Because you're not allowed to ask if it's a service animal. So you can take whatever dog in it because they can't ask you. They legally can't ask you if it's a service animal.
Yeah, I grew up with animals. I love animals.
I love them. And I think that's why I can't take my dog in there. I got a big giant pit bull. I can't just wander around with my dog. Not fair.
Right. And it's not sanitary.
Right. No,
it's not. I'm sorry. They're around all the produce and all. It's not sanitary. And if you have allergies, I now have them. I never had them, but now I have pet allergies. Just depends. It just depends. I will pet some and nothing, and then I'll pet someone else that just been to the groomers or 2 days, and I know they're spotless, and then my eyes will flare up.
Yeah,
and you think
have different
that,
types of yeah. fur and hair and all that.
Right. But I saw this, and first of all, my first thought was the poor little dog.
Did it have any little shoes on?
No shoes, but the store is cool. But the little
dog.
Yeah,
but the concrete outside isn't.
No, exactly. Yeah. True.
That blacktop is, I mean, you will burn your foot. I've done it.
Yeah. Right, yeah, you're right. She didn't have any booties on. But the long leash, the dog was just kind of being dragged along. Then it would go try to go sniff somewhere. And then people would almost ran over the dog in a cart because they didn't know the dog was there, first of all, on a leash.
Because they're not looking for dogs.
They're not looking for animals on leashes. And the gal was so oblivious. She didn't even look. She just kept walking and kind of dragging the leash behind her. And I thought, it was all I could not to say, you know, this is dangerous for your animal.
Right.
That was my first thought. This is dangerous for this poor little guy who's ancient to begin with, you can tell. And
he probably was pulled from his bed or his couch that he was just having a perfect time at.
Right.
Now he's wandering a grocery store.
Yeah. So be a little bit more considerate, I guess, is a word when you're out there and you're taking your pets all around town.
Yeah.
And don't leave them in the car.
Don't do that. That's where I thought that story was going when
you
first started.
No, that's against the law. No. But before, if you think you're going to be taking it all around the stores and stuff, you might want to think about that. Just leave them at home where it's cool and comfy and... anyway. All right. Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. Remember, when you use Desert Arc to do any of your silk screening on your shirts or embroidery on your hats or golf bags or suitcases or whatever it is, you are employing Desert Arc clients. So that's a good win all the way around for everyone. And they have a 2-week turnaround. So give them a call, Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms, 760-343-7333. All right. Okay, remember, June is Microchip Mondays. Yes, every Monday during the month of June you can walk in. So tomorrow would be the last Monday. Get your pet a microchip for only $15, which includes registration of the chip. No appointment necessary. Walk in between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. And if your pet gets lost, the microchip's going to make a huge difference. So please visit Animal Samaritans. It's either their veterinary clinics in Thousand Palms on Petland Place or in Indio on Jackson Street. And that is, again, tomorrow is the last day for this $15 special to get your pet microchipped. Jack and I were talking the other day. He said, you know, I thought about what you said about when are humans going to get microchipped? It's coming.
It's coming. I'm telling you. I think some are.
Yeah, I think so, too. I do. I think they've been testing it, and we don't even know.
Oh, yeah. But my thing is, so on these chips, do they have the GPA now? Or the GPA? The GPS now for the dogs?
Well, they would have to, because if you're going to find them, I would think
so. Well, for the most time, you take them to the vet, and the vet scans them, and it will tell you who the dog belongs to, and they can contact people. But I think it would be cool if it had the GPS in it as well.
Well, we can ask Kim, because she's with Animal Samaritans.
There you go.
Let's see if she'll tell us. Maybe that's top secret. I'm not sure. Okay. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. I want all of you a heads up on this one. The Palm Springs Tramway presents Military Days. Armed forces receive free tram admission throughout July. This is phenomenal. Hats off to the tram. So again, all military personnel with valid military identification, active, former, and retired receive free admission, which this should be in the free segment. I don't know why this is in the pay segment. I'm going to move this over. Anyway, you will receive free admission for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, along with a special gift as part of Military Days. Spouses of deployed military members as well as widows also qualify for the promotion. In addition, up to 6 of their guests receive 25% off regular tram fare. So remember, the month of July is free Military Days at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Good for them. And the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a new manager as well. They just got that. Yeah. All right. And also don't forget to beat the heat with their summer pass, which is good through August 31st. It is $80 for adults. You can go as often as you want up the tram. As often as you want. So I think that's a great, because it is, remember, 30 degrees cooler up there, 50 miles of hiking trails, picnic areas, multiple campgrounds, all within the 14,000-acre pristine forest of the Mount San Jacinto State Park and Wilderness Area. And they have the restaurants up there. They have the museum. They have the gift shop, all sorts of fun stuff, and you get to ride up and down on the tram. So certainly take advantage of that. Also, the Living Desert, they have their program. They have their Summer Chill Tour package. They have summer memberships as well that run through September 30th, and those are very affordable. Receive free daytime admission for the months of June, July, August, and September at the Living Desert, so you might want to go early. Gates open at 7 a.m., and you can go for a member-only gates open at 7 a.m. and go hike on their trails up there. So check that out if you are living more this way and want something a little bit closer to home. Short Fest, that is happening. That's just about over. Tomorrow is the last day for the Palm Springs International Short Fest. I gave all those tickets away, and I have not had a chance to go.
I have not either, but I had a friend that went and said she had a great time.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing really, really good reviews. Remember we had Lily Rodriguez on the show,
yep.
And Lily is the new director, and she has a whole different take on it, how she's changing it. They're not she's sort of getting away from the juried submissions and trying to make it more submissions for everybody.
Right.
Does that make sense? She's changing the vibe of it, and I think she's probably bringing in a younger demographic to the short film festival set. But if you haven't been, it is today and tomorrow is the last day. All the filmings are at the Camelot Theater in Palm Springs, so go on over there and check it out. Take advantage of the short films. And I'm not sure why I didn't get over there this year. I usually make it every year, but maybe I just got a little lazy with the heat. And
the heat will do that.
Yeah.
It will do it.
I don't know. Because I have something I have to pick up at the police station. I have a press badge I have to pick up, and I haven't even done that yet. She called me and said, Francoise, this is here. I said, I know. I don't know. All right. And Comic-Con Palm Springs, it is confirmed that Linda Carter, Live in Concert, The Other Side of Trouble Tour. Palm Springs Convention Center. All right. Wonder Woman. Linda Carter, of course, we know her as Wonder Woman. That movie is going crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought Jasmine might want to see it.
You know what? I can never call it. Sometimes yeah. She surprises me and she wants to see things, and other things I'm excited because I feel like she'll be excited and she's like, eh.
Yeah,
I'm like, what's going on?
Well, they say that the star, Gal Gadot, only made she was hired for $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess no royalties.
Yeah, at some point you'd have to feel bad.
And now they say, I mean, it's just been a huge box office smash and everybody's saying they already want a sequel.
Right.
And they said she needs to ask for sky's the limit.
Double.
On that one.
Double.
Yeah.
She's
well,
got to recap
double.
On some
yeah.
of the, yeah.
We're talking about $300 million or something instead of $300,000. But she was just happy to be in it. It has made her an instant star. So congratulations. But Linda Carter will be here. She's going to be part of Comic-Con Palm Springs. Again, that's going to be August 25th through 27th. I have those set. We'll give those away in the first segment of the next hour of the show of the 3-day general admission passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs. I'm going to put this off to the side so I don't forget. We will be giving those away in that number. And these tickets will be at will call. So if you want to win those in the very first segment of the next hour, that number will be 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And that's 2 3-day general admission passes to Comic-Con, which gets you in a ton of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Linda Carter is going to be there. And then she has that concert that's going to be happening on Saturday, August 26th at 8 p.m. at the Convention Center. So a lot of stuff going on with Comic-Con. And then, of course, Pageant of the Masters. We talked about that on the website. I have a ton of things to give away on the website contest page. Make sure you go there, travelingwithfrancoise.com. I have Comic-Con passes. I have Pageant of the Masters passes. I have tram. I have all sorts of stuff. And we have probably some restaurant coupons as well there. So go to travelingwithfrancoise.com and go to the contest page. And you will see a ton of stuff. In fact, I have the website up right now. I just go there myself and check it out. But Pageant of the Masters, I do have 2 tickets for what day contest? There we go. Click on a toolbar. And those are for, I should have Sean looking at this. The event is August 5th. That is the tickets now. 2 tickets for Pageant of the Masters on the website. So go and just follow the directions. Really easy. You just have to sign up. And that's it. Then you're done. Make sure you put Pageant of the Masters in the subject line so I know which contest. Sometimes people forget that when they're entering. They just don't put anything. Or they'll put the word contest. There's 5 contests on the page, and they'll put in the subject line contest.
Maybe that thinks that they think they'll get into all of them that way.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what I do to some of those. Yeah. Okay, I won't tell you. Anyway, but the kicks off, Pageant of the Masters kicks off in Laguna Beach on July 6th. They have a preview that night, and then from there, run straight through every single night to August 31st. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift gears into travel. I will give those tickets away to Comic-Con. And we have so much going on in the second hour. It's all about the pets, how we make them safe and sound, and some other travel news. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.